Scene 11, Henrietta Corvus, 2:30 p.m. I went through the corridor and down the elevator in a fog of unreality. People moved about unconcerned, wearing their badges, attending the convention, which was still going on, of course. You don't stop for individual tragedies. There must have been conventions going on here and there the day President Kennedy was assassinated, and they went on. 11 athletes were murdered at the 1972 Olympics, and the games went on. It was hard for me to go on, though. Everything had turned unreal. I went to the fifth floor to find the interview room, and it was far different from what it had been the day before. Same crowd, same noise, different me. I pulled Henrietta aside out of the room altogether. She objected, "What's the matter with you? What's going on?" I said in a low voice, "Emergency, real emergency. You want me to shout it out?" It made her nervous, and she didn't try to pull her arm out of my grip anymore. Maybe she remembered it had been I who made it possible for her to take Giles to his interview the night before. We were out in the hall on the far side of the elevator bank, and I said, "Look, Giles DeVore is dead." She said, "What?" And her mouth stayed open. I said, "Dead. In the bathtub, dead. I found him an hour ago, and the police are there now." She said, "I was with him only..." "What difference does that make? Practically everyone who ever died was seen by somebody a few hours before. How did it happen?" "I wasn't there. All I can say is he's lying dead in the bathtub with his head against the faucets. The police say it's an accident. Look, you're the only ABA official I know, and I want this off my back. If he's got any other commitments for the convention, cancel them. If there are any announcements to make, you make them or have them made. If there has to be a minute of silence for mourning or a cocktail party for celebration or whatever, you take over." That was it. I pulled away, kept my eyes on the floor because I didn't want to see anybody I knew. Anybody. Not for a while. Not till I had something sorted out.